Hello, Discount Table. Lennon, can you hopefully... Hello?
Sure.
Hi. I'm sorry. She got the other line. I can continue. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering if Kim's there.
This is she.
Oh, hey, Kim. This is Jaw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, and you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. Not sure if you remember, but almost a year ago, you worked with Gabe here, one of our associates. We have a couple approvals that we got for the business. At that time, we ended up doing any business, but I just wanted to circle back with you now to see if there's anything in the fourth quarter we can help you out with, either equipment or capital.
Not at the present time. Thank you.
Okay. Did you end up being able to clear out your credit card debt that you had, that you were looking to do back in the February?
Oh, no, I've never done that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you got that kind of program. Yeah, I was sure be doing it. Never.
Yeah, well, I actually help a couple customers that does the same thing, basically. I mean, actually, this week I had a customer that consolidated three credit card debts that equaled up to almost $200K. And what it is, basically, is it is going to how our program works and how it's going to benefit you if you're still interested in doing it, is basically we'll pay off all the credit card debt that you've been paying off for years and years, you know, with mm-hmm. Our program is disciplined. Basically, it'll be a set payment every single day or every single week or every single month. So that way you can actually get this credit card cleared out and you don't have to be sitting on it and paying all this interest without paying off
it's
any
like
principal.
You're paying it off and then I'm just paying you a note. You're not making arrangements to make it them agree to a thing, right?
Yeah, so basically we'll give you the cash and you pay them off and then you basically have automatic payment with us. So that way you can get this off of your books.
Oh, well, you all would pay it, right? I'm saying instead mm-hmm. of giving me the cash, you pay all of them, right?
No,
what
I would pay.
Right.
What I'm saying is, so we actually had you approved for $33,000 back in February.
Mm-hmm.
And you had like a debt of 25 to 30. So what happens is, let's just say, for example, you said, yes, I like the $33,000. I want it. We deposit that $33,000 into your business checking account. And from there, you can pay off whatever you need to pay. You know, we don't ask you for any sort of spreadsheet to show us who you paid off or whatever. And then you just pay us directly on an automatic payment plan.
So how much is your payments on that amount?
So the one that we had for you back in February, it's an old approval. And now we actually have a lot more better programs now. So the one that you had back then was actually more expensive than what we have offer
mm-hmm.
now. So if you're interested, what I can do is I can run some new numbers for you. Basically get updated approval for you, and all I would need is just the last 6 months of bank statements from you.
All you would need is what now?
Just the last 6 months of bank statements.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I already have the other documents, the application and the tax return, so all I need is updated bank statements is the only thing I need.
Okay, but first tell me what it would end up being, and then I can tell you if I'm interested.
All right,
like
yeah.
What the payment would be or something, and then and the term of the payment, then I know
sure.
if I'm interested in doing it.
Sure. It's the old approval that we had for you.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to run numbers in order to get you a new one.
Okay.
But the one that you had back in February was, give me one second, let me calculate it for you. And how much do you need?
It's more debt than that, but that's half of it at least.
what other debt you got going on?
That's close enough. As long as it's 30 or 40, that'd be close enough.
Mm. Do you still got a balance with On Deck right now?
Yes.
You still got one? Did you
mm-hmm.
renew with them back a few months ago?
It's been more than 2 months.
Oh, when did you renew with them?
When did finished off my stuff in my building next door.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember, but it's been more than 2 months because the payment is like four something.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your balance is with them?
I would have to go on there and look.
Okay.
Why? What's the difference?
Because what we can do is we can pay them off, because if you're referring them as the other half of your debt that you have, we can pay them off directly, because for them, we work with them a lot. A lot of customers do the same thing. They pay the on-deck off. So we work with them a lot, so we just pay them directly to pay off your debt and then give you the remaining cash into your bank account.
So really, you do what they do. You do the same thing. So you take the payments out weekly. Is the same thing?
Yeah, so the structure of our loans is going to be about the same.
They do the same thing. It's short-term loans. That's the same thing, so I have to do it.
Yeah, how long do you have with on deck?
Well, this last one was 2 years, but normally I pay everything 6 months with them.
Whatever I
do is normally 6 months. That's why. But the thing about them is the way they have me set, go in, and I automatically can take it back out. I don't even have to call. It's like a
line of credit?
Yeah, where you just tap and it go into your account. That's what they have it, how they have it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I don't even call them. I just tap it and put it back in.
That's nice. They usually, is it like 20K? That's usually their line of credit.
20, yeah, well, the last time was 40. Yeah, but the main credit is 20, yeah.
Mm.
That one that was 20K, I haven't touched it.
I see. Okay.
But you go in there, you have to pull at least 1,000 or more.
Okay. Do you ever need more than what you got on your line?
I would like to pay all my debt, then I wouldn't have so much other stuff.
Right,
but
yeah.
That's where the problem is the way the payments are. I don't want to be having no crazy payment either.
Yeah.
You know, because like you're saying, I'm paying like $465 every week, right?
Mm.
So that's, and before it was like, when I did a lot, it was like $900 a week. So that's a lot.
Okay.
In one month. So that's what I wouldn't try.
Yeah, so
I mean,
yeah, besides your credit card, what other debt you want to pay off right now? Just the credit card?
Yeah, just really, if I could pay all the credit cards off, and then I have a little tax stuff I have to do, but they don't, I got to get that straight, because I keep on telling them I owe them, they keep on sending me my checks back, so I don't know what's going on, but I know I owe the money.
Oh, to like
the
tax.
Sales tax. I don't understand what they changed their program and they keep sending me the checks back, but I got to write a letter this time. I don't know why they're doing that.
I see. So you have like a tax lien right now and you're on a payment plan.
No, I don't have a tax lien.
Oh, you don't have a tax lien.
I don't owe it. They send I sent a check. It's the sales tax and they send me the check back.
Weird.
I called and told them, they said I don't have a bill, but I do have a bill because I haven't sent in the sales tax for this year. They keep sending it. So I've been trying to get it straight, but I think now my tax stuff is finally straight because I had to do a MIN form. They got that part right, and now I think maybe they'll figure out what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
I'm like, I never had this problem, but they changed
how
the
much
system.
Yeah, basically you have like a monthly, or is it like a quarterly payment?
Well, you pay it every month, but when I sent it, they were sending it back, giving me credit.
Huh.
So I don't know why, and I've called, and they keep telling me the same thing.
That's weird. That's stupid.
Yeah, because before they used to send you out a booklet. But now you got to go on a computer and print the form. So I printed the form, sent it, they sent it back. Like, I overpaid, and I haven't, it's not that. But I think because they never had my, when I filed taxes, they should know by now from when I filed taxes that I got what my sales were, so I don't understand why they're not, what is
so
going
it's
on.
So only this year has been different. Last year was the same.
Yeah, that it happened.
Huh.
And
that's
they
weird.
Haven't put no lien. So, I mean, they haven't even sent me a letter. Matter of fact, I called last week. And I told him again, and she said, I don't see anything. I said, I haven't paid anything. I know I haven't paid. Y'all keep sending me the thing back. She said, she don't show it. I said, maybe I got the wrong tax number. And she gave me, because I thought, you know, before they used ME numbers, and now they just doing the numbers. So I thought maybe they mixing up. I gave her both numbers. She keeps saying it, and I know that's not right.
I've never actually heard of that happening.
And I've been
maybe
in
it's your, maybe
years,
it's just in
the first time. I don't know why, but I called and they're saying there's nothing there.
Yeah, maybe it's just in your state. I'm not sure. Maybe they just changed something and make it all complicated.
Yeah, they changed something. I don't know. Well, it just happened last year was when they stopped giving out the coupon books and making you go online to print the form. Even if before I didn't even pay the tax, I would send in the form what I owe, and they calculate and send you the late thing or something.
Yeah.
They ain't even do that either.
Yeah.
They send the stuff back, so I don't know what is going on. But I said I'm just have to write a letter and show them my tax form that I owed you.
Well, have you done your taxes this year already?
Oh,
or
yeah,
last
I did,
year?
I do my taxes every year. I'm not understanding.
That's good.
They sent me a refund of overpayment for that too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What did you guys end up doing last year for Girl Sales?
Let me make sure 2015. It was like
416,000. Okay. Well, just based on that number, what we can do here is we're generally able to free up more money than our competitors, like OnDeck and, New Logic, and I can name a few others. But basically what we can do is we can give you about 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So based on the 416, on the lower side, we can get you about 41,000. On the higher side, we can get you about 62. That's only if you need that much.
But I wanted to know, like, a rate of payment. If it was, like, 40, how is your payment? That's the thing.
Yeah. Right, of course. That's the most important thing.
Yeah,
is how
that's
much
the part.
That's
yeah,
payment.
And
yeah.
I know of you competitive to them.
Right, exactly. The last approval we have for you is old. So we made a lot of improvements to our program because it's only almost been a year now. We've had a lot of new stuff. So, if I quote you the one that back then, you're going to be like, oh, it's so expensive, but it's because it's old. So I'd rather just, let me just run some new numbers for you, and that way you can get the most updated numbers.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
What back on my cell phone?
Yeah, 313-610.
I know I talk to you, because usually somebody call me, I say, no, thank you. So that way I know.
Yeah, sounds good. Sure. So
okay.
So how long have you the credit card that you got right now? How long have you been trying to pay them off for?
I've had them a while, but then I use them again because what happened?
Yeah.
I bought another building next door, so I was doing a lot of stuff, bringing in more inventory and all that for both of my buildings.
So you basically use your personal for business.
More of my business because I was running up my cars buying stuff for doing that.
Oh, well, I see. Okay.
You can tell what's personal, sex, stuff like that. That's personal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cards, the store clothing store, but the credit cards, running them up doing stuff for the business.
Yeah. So when you got the OnDeck line of credit you have right now, do you just use that when you have to buy inventory, like random payment, random purchases?
Well, yeah, or like if it's slow up, like last year, I used them just recently because what did I do? I'm trying to think what I bought. I think it was another presser. So the presser was $20,000. And I borrowed the 20, so I think it was on. It's for a 2-year loan. That one. The other one is no. I borrowed 40, and it was a 2-year loan. I think. Was it 40? I gotta look on there. Whatever, it's a 2-year loan.
Yeah.
So now my line of credit is $20,000. That's the one I can go in and take money out. I don't owe on that one. I paid that one.
Oh, okay.
So it's the other one is like a 2 year like long.
So basically you have two accounts basically with OnDeck. One is just the line.
One you gotta call and get a thing. The other one I can just take it out.
Uh huh. The one that you bought the presser with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still owe them money on that?
Yeah, that's the one I think I did last year. That's the one I would have to look and see.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I said I did last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing is, a presser is a piece of equipment. So with us, actually, we have programs up to 5 years for equipment. So, do you have any other equipment that's on your wish list you want to buy?
Not right now.
Not right now.
My wish
okay.
list is to pay my debt. That's my wish
list. Yeah.
Okay. It ain't that. But I almost had to buy another dryer and stuff, but I got it fixed when they told me the price. I said, nope, let me fix it first.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So what I'll do is I'm going to send you an email. I have discount_linen@yahoo.com. Is that still good? So all I would need to run new numbers is just the last 6 months of bank statements. Everything else I already got on file.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you give me an idea, then I know whether then I'll do that for you. Okay?
You mean like the numbers?
Once you give me, because I can't. I don't want to waste your time more, man.
Right.
It's not right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to waste your time, too, if I don't think that I can do something for you. But the only thing is I just, because to run the new numbers, I need the most recent 6 months just to give you, you know, credit for the last 6 months of, you know, how good the business did. Because it's going to give us a real-time check on the business, basically. Because I only have bank statements back from, you know, like last September to January. So that's not going to show that, you know, the sales that you have this year, the growth, you know. For the gross sales, I only have you down for 325, and that's what our old approval space. Yeah, exactly. So all my numbers are just so old. Yeah, exactly. So all my numbers are just, all my numbers are just really old, and it's just really not going to give you credit for how better you did last year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I want to make sure I get numbers based on the most recent health of the business.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay. So do you think you can send it over to me?
Well, I won't be able to send it today because all my financials, those records I keep at home, my bank statements and stuff.
No rush. Whenever you get the chance
just send
to
send me an email, then I know who I'm sending it to.
Yeah, for sure. I'll do that.
The company. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And I'll just touch base with you, maybe in like 2 days, just to see where we're at with it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye bye.